2 Samuel chapter 2. And it came to pass after this, that David inquired of Yahweh, saying, Shall I go up to any of the cities of Yehuda? And Yahweh said to him, Go up. And David said, Where shall I go up? And he said, To Hebron. And so David went up there, and his two wives also, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, Nabal's wife, the Carmelite. And his men that were with him did David bring up, every man with his household, and they dwelt in the cities of Hebron. And the men of Yehuda came, and there they anointed David to be king over the house of Yehuda. And they told David, saying, The men of Yabesh-Gilead were they that buried Shaul. And David sent messengers to the men of Yabesh-Gilead, and said to them, Blessed are you of Yahweh, that you have showed this kindness to your master, to Shaul, and have buried him. And now Yahweh show kindness and truth to you, and I will also requite you this kindness because you've done this thing. Therefore now, let your hands be strengthened, and be valiant, because your master Shaul is dead, and also the house of Yehuda have anointed me king over them. But Abner, the son of Ner, captain of Shaul's host, took Ishbosheth, the son of Shaul, and brought him over to Mahanaim, and made him king over Gilead, and over the Ashurites, and over Jezreel, and over Ephraim, and over Benjamin, and over all Israel. Ishbosheth, Shaul's son, was 40 years old when he began to reign over Israel, and reigned 2 years. But the house of Yehuda followed David. And the time that David was king in Hebron over the house of Yehuda was 7 years and 6 months. And Abner, the son of Ner, and the servants of Ishbosheth, the son of Shaul, went out from Mahanaim to Gibeon. And Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and the servants of David went out and met together by the pool of Gibeon, and they sat down, the one on the one side of the pool, and the other on the other side of the pool. And Abner said to Joab, Let the young men now arise and play before us. And Joab said, Let them arise. And then there arose and went over by number 12 of Benjamin, which pertained to Ishbosheth, the son of Shaul, and 12 of the servants of David. And they caught every one his fellow by the head, and thrust his sword in his fellow's side, so that they fell together. Wherefore that place was called Helkath-Hazurim, which is in Gibeon. And there was a very sore battle that day, and Abner was beaten, and the men of Israel, before the servants of David. And there were 3 sons of Zeruiah there, Joab, and Abishai, and Asahel. And Asahel was as light of foot as a wild roe, and Asahel pursued after Abner, and in going he turned not to the right hand nor to the left from following Abner. And then Abner looked behind him and said, Are you Asahel? And he answered, I am. And Abner said to him, Turn aside to your right hand or to your left, and lay you hold on one of the young men and take you his armor. But Asahel would not turn aside from following him. And Abner said again to Asahel, Turn you aside from following me. For what reason should I smite you to the ground? How then would I go up and hold up my face to Joab, your brother? However, he refused to turn aside. And for this reason, Abner, with the hinder end of the spear, smote him under the 5th rib, so that the spear came out behind him, and he fell down there and died in the same place. And it came to pass that as many as came to the place where Asahel fell down and died stood still. Joab also, and Abishai, pursued after Abner. And the sun went down when they were come to the hill of Ammah, that lies before Giah, by the way of the wilderness of Gibeon. And the children of Benjamin gathered themselves together after Abner, and became one troop, and stood on the top of a hill. And then Abner called to Joab and said, Shall the sword devour forever? Do you not know that it will be bitterness in the latter end? How long shall it be then before you bid the people return from following their brethren? And Joab said, As Yahweh lives, unless you had spoken, surely then in the morning the people had gone up every one from following his brother. And so Joab blew a trumpet, and all the people stood still, and pursued after Israel no more, neither did they fight them any more. And Abner and his men walked all that night through the plain, and passed over Jordan, and went through all Bithron, and came to Mahanaim. And Joab returned from following Abner, and when he had gathered all the people together, there lacked of David's servants 19 men and Asahel. But the servants of David had smitten of Benjamin and of Abner's men, so that 360 men died. And they took up Asahel and buried him in the sepulchre of his father, which was in Bethlehem. And Joab and his men went all night, and they came to Hebron at the break of day. End of chapter 2.